Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good morning.
Interesting enough, today's edition of Word Made Flesh lands one day before Independence Day. All right. Tomorrow's July 4th. This nation celebrates its independence. And when we think of independence, we think of freedom. And we think of liberation. I think that goes hand in hand with our recent study that we've just concluded on Lazarus. That comes out of chapter 11 in John's Gospel. We looked at part of chapter 12 as well, as it kind of contributes to our understanding of the Lazarus story on how we celebrate a transformed life. But we've looked at things on sometimes Jesus, when we're in need, Jesus lingers. And how we still have to trust. That even when we're deeply sick and maybe we're trapped in a tomb where it's dark and it's painful and it's full of failure and it stinks, somehow or another we have to be attentive enough to hear a voice of love that calls us out of that. And as we stumble toward the light and a new life, we're still bound. And in our bondage, what we see in the Lazarus story is these grave claws. Right? We really can't give a lot away if we're still bound. And so on the eve of Independence Day, where we celebrate freedom, I think the Lazarus story is just about that. It's about a transformed life. It's moving from bondage to liberation. It's moving toward independence and freedom. Right? Make sense? But we ended our study with Lazarus posing this question, right? And the question I want to share with you is we see in John chapter 11, verse 25, Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life." And I shared that this statement of Jesus isn't about him being the resurrection, so our goal is life after death. Not at the expense of forfeiting life before death. Right? And so then the question arises, is the life you're living today the life you want to live? It's kind of a yes or no, but I'd like you to elaborate on that. Another way of rephrasing that in light of our study, do you want a life of freedom? Do you want a transformed life? So, let's go around the room and share some of your feedback. Who would like to go first?
All right. The question, you like the life you're living on? Yeah, the life I'm living, to me, is a beautiful struggle. Often I witness the transformation within me, within my life. And the image and influence I bear in the past life is polar opposite to the image and influence I recognize in my new life. And to be quite honest, there's still parts within me of the past that still need to die. But never of this fact am I discouraged, though. Fully I give these flaws to God, knowing He will chisel away the imperfections, shape me to be the man I was created to be, God's son. And through all this, I stay joyful in the midst of this life. I call him a beautiful struggle.
That's very good. That's nice and poetic. Colorful. I think it's very descriptive. Can I challenge you?
Yeah.
You speak about faults and imperfections. Are there anything there? Is there anything there that you could elaborate on? As far as, can you give us an example? Maybe an imperfection fault you had when you came here and how your time with Neighbors of Hope is leading toward this new life.
My thing is, we touched on the intimacy and these grave claws that need to be removed. And one of my big ones is fear of opening up, fear of being genuine, truly me, the way I'm supposed to be, because in the past I've been hurt. Okay. Because in the past I get close to people, my family, friends, and they die, or something happens, or they're just not in my life anymore, so I'm left with the pain, so it's hard for me to open up and truly be intimate with anybody. Fear that they're just going to leave me, or they're going to die on me, or they're going to hurt me. But since I've been here the 6 months, it's like, I'll say things, share things I thought I've never even shared with other people because, you know, I'm comfortable, I'm safe, I feel okay. And even if I do get hurt, even if I do get left, even if I do get let down, I know God never will. So it's okay to be intimate, it's okay to share, because He's there and, you know, He's not going to let me down. So.
Well, thank you. That yeah. That is beautiful. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Anybody else?
I have a personality. I really do love the transformation that's starting to happen in my life. But to be honest, I still battle within myself. I believe in Jesus, but complete honesty, I ask myself, can I truly sacrifice absolutely everything and be a bondservant to God? That's a thought that I'm constantly battling in my head. It's where I can say that I want to be able to fully commit. So for now, I can't just do what I preach without practicing. And then this is a scripture I've been reading a while, Hebrews 11:1. It says, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Confidence has never been easy for me. When I came here, I had no confidence in myself whatsoever. But the confidence that I'm gaining in myself now is just reinforcing my trust in God, because to see myself truthfully is to know God.
Okay. The biblical narratives post Jesus, Paul spent 3 years in the desert. All right? It took Peter 14 years to go to Rome. This isn't something that, in most cases, it doesn't happen overnight. Right? It's us saying, I don't feel like it, I don't want to, I don't think you're right, Jesus, but because you say so, I will. You know, and we kind of use that to summarize what discipleship is. You know, it's practicing the discipline of keep moving forward. And yes, kind of what you're saying, Zach, if we get knocked down, we get back up. And we just keep moving forward, right? And over time, God is faithful, and we start realizing that this relationship and this new transformed life really does become more and more intimate. Right? So yeah, just keep pressing on.
Yeah, transformation is a very, very difficult thing. You know, for me, it brings about a different kind of change, you know, but it's the change that that just brings everything that you want good and loving into your life. I take it from the perspective from the disciples and everything, so I know that change just didn't happen overnight. It's a lifelong process. And I know for me and everything, it's a lifelong process. So if I just live for today and not tomorrow, and strive to transform myself just today, then I know that I'm doing okay, because like you say, Pastor Steve, tomorrow has too many worries of its own, so I don't want to get caught up in tomorrow. I just try to do what I can do today to truly live human. And it's hard because I face difficulties every day just dealing with myself. And so as long as I can deal with what I'm dealing with today and become a little bit better, then I know that I'm doing okay, then I know that transformation is setting in. Like I said, it's like that butterfly, the worm that morphs into the butterfly. You know, a story was told to me. I was talking to my pastor at church Sunday, and I told him about the story about the butterfly and everything. He said, well, it was a guy who had caught a worm, and he put the worm into the jar, and the worm put itself inside the cocoon and everything. And he said the worm, he watched and watched the worm every day, and finally he seen that the worm was eating itself out of the cocoon and everything, and he just kept eating and eating away. And he said, like about a couple weeks later, the worm didn't make itself all the way out the cocoon, so the guy, he took it and broke the cocoon open, but when he looked at it, a part of the wing wasn't transformed. He had opened the cocoon too early, and the butterfly kind of died because it wasn't fully
morphed into a butterfly. And so I don't want to rush myself and try to open my cocoon too early, because then I'm not giving myself, I set myself a chance to fully develop. And so I just live for today, because I know if I just live for today, then I'm slowly but surely developing. I'm transforming slowly but surely.
Good, good. One little word of counsel. You don't have to worry about tomorrow, because God's already there. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want to say yes to that question. I'm not as much pain as I was before I came here. I was hurting pretty bad. I didn't care about nobody around me, people that loved me, that actually did love me. I didn't care about, the only thing I did care about was getting high. You know, I was wasting life away, just flushing it down the drain. And then I came here and I'm still not even close to being better, but I can feel my self-hatred and I feel being relieved. You know, it's amazing.
Good.
Oh.
Chief?
Transformation. The one thing that helps me most deal with pain, that I've come to the realization that I am loved by God. I am His child. Jesus is my brother. I run with that every day, and that gives me hope that I grow out. I get better. His love for me shows me that I can love others today. The past is the past. I have to look at it, I have to dissect it, I have to pick it apart, go through the hurt, but I don't have to live it today. My new life, it's one of joy, of freedom. This love casts out most fears. I mean, they can pop up and look at me, you know, but He gives me strength to walk through. You know, and I go through moments here, you know, where I don't want to do it, ain't going to do it, but God says, yeah, and I have people surrounding me. So you need this. But life is getting good, because I have something to share with others today. His love for them, His message. You know, I can be part of communities today. He gives me strength where I don't have it on my own. You know, it's a wonderful feeling being part of Him, knowing that I have a father, a brother that will never let me.
Good. Anybody else have anything they want to add? So I'll take it that the question, which was a yes or no question, right, was answered in the affirmative. Right? Then at some degree, the life you're living today is the life you want, because it is a transformed life. Is that fair?
Yes.
Or at least it's a life in the midst of transformation. Would that be an accurate summary?
Yeah.
Well, then praise God.
Amen.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and, of course, our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.